As we were planning for the program, Mike threw out something that someone had sent him, some form of list of best songs, as he put on text, to F to.
Yeah, it was just the three of us on there.
Right. And
unlike Danny, who wrote the exact same thing on our official Cumulus Hardline rundown for
I
the
think
show.
Mino tweeted it.
This is on Cumulus paper you wrote this word. This is what Danny thinks is funny.
And I thought to myself, I'm like, all right, well, that's all fine and good. But I'm not really interested in songs to F to. Maybe it's because I'm way past that point in my life. Like, oh, baby.
Let's put on some Chet Baker and light some candles.
I mean, my God, come on. I'm like, no.
I mean, have you been in, you were in that phase ever?
No, I never have been. But I think back in the day, especially pre-marriage, there would just inadvertently be music on.
Yes.
A lot. Or
infomercials on the TV.
Yeah, whatever. There'd be sound.
Mm-hmm.
And you would just, you know, go at it. I think this is big in the community, though. I think there is actual...
Like hit play and then walk to the bed?
Yeah.
And begin?
In your robe?
Yeah. I could be wrong.
That's Donovan. He knows.
I want it to be right, though. I feel that should be part of the community.
Mm-hmm.
But we were thinking, or I was thinking, that it would be really funny to come up with the songs that are terrible to F2.
Yes.
Like, you're in the middle of the throes of passion, and the girl's like, I'm so turned on right now, but do you have any music? Do you have anything? And you're just, well, yeah.
Rose, no, quit it. Stop it.
So, that may be a good one.
Yeah,
but Danny,
certain people.
We put Danny on the text thread, and Danny immediately was like, oh my God.
I want to do this.
I want to take full responsibility for this.
And that was the fastest Danny text response I've ever seen.
Ever. Ever.
That ellipses was bubbling.
Oh, because there's millions of
them. Oh my God, yeah. My head, before we got you involved in that, my head was just going all over the place.
But there's something that you think would be just the worst, and you're like, well, hold on, I don't know. It's
trust me. I found the worst.
So real quick, run down.
That should be on there.
I do that at the end.
Run down the...
I found a bunch of lists. The two that are on everything.
No, these are the ones that are good.
Yeah. Right?
Marvin Gaye, Let's Get It On, is on everybody's number one.
Yeah.
And then Donna Summer, Love to Love You Baby, which is great.
I don't know that one.
Anything by Massive
love
Attack.
Love to Love You Baby.
Oh, yeah. That one. And then this was actually a list of this year. So the number one song to make love upon this year is Rihanna. Rahuti Skin.
Oh, nah, nah.
What's my name?
Which I just played and I'd never heard before. And then a bunch of other stuff. Okay. Beyonce, Drunken Love. I mean, it's more for this year. That's what it was.
Yeah.
It's a lot of smooth jams.
Yeah.
Some R&B and then some pulsating rhythms.
They do have the XX on here with Intro.
Do they?
Yeah. It's a pretty unique call.
That's cool.
Justin Timberlake. Anyway, all the stuff you might guess.
Well, I thought the same thing what Corby was just describing is... You're in bed and you just kind of seductively lean over and hit play.
Yeah.
On your Bose Bluetooth speaker.
I mean, things are getting hot and heavy and clothes are starting to fly.
I thought of the songs that would inspire the most confused reaction from the lover. That's what I'm looking for. When I reach over and hit play and roll back over to go in for the kill, that these songs come on. How confused this woman would be. All right. So let's start with number one. All right.
Yeah.
All right. Think about it. Everything's great. You got some nice mood lighting.
Oh, yes.
Yes.
This is wonderful.
And then you reach over and you hit play and here comes this.
I was looking at the land of a of light and my eyes beheld an eerie sight for my monster from
why would you ever
touch my ass man
to my surprise
is he this the monster mash? Don't you have any Justin Timberlake?
No.
It caught on in a flash.
All right.
Now, take your shirt off. This is mine.
That one was so ridiculous.
All right, I'm glad you thought it. Okay.
Yeah.
I just want to let you know.
I wasn't just thinking of bad songs.
No.
So, I want confusion.
So my thinking is along the same lines.
Yeah.
Like the the themed songs.
Yes.
You know, and you may have a couple in here that I wanted as well.
Okay, let's go to number two. This one this one is more of a genre style of music that I could have picked any band.
Right.
But just imagine when you're feeling romantic and this comes on the speakers. The middle of the night.
Get your clothes off, big.
Listen to the singer. Yes. I mean, maybe at the end of the session, you put this on.
It's like if you're on meth.
Uh-huh.
Who is this?
Listen. This is Creator with their smash hit, Tormentor. Maybe you want to go a little classic rock. Maybe you want something melodic and from a popular band that she's going to know, but you accidentally picked this song from the Beatles. You want to make love?
This would stop.
Oh.
How about a quickie before I go?
This is Wild Honey Pie.
Yes, the second worst Beatles song of all time.
God, I don't even think I've heard this.
Yeah, it's a bit.
That's awful.
Like you thought you were picking While My Guitar Gently Weeps, but
right.
This comes on instead. All right, let's see. I thought this one would be No, they're all confusing. Try making love to this.
If it hadn't been for cotton, I'd go. Where did you come from? Where did you go? Where did you come from, Cotton Eye Joe?
I imagine Chuck Morgan makes love to this song.
Oh, is this the updated techno version?
Yes.
If you just go home after a big Ranger win, maybe grab your lady.
What is she doing when you put this on?
Laughing, right?
All right. Let's move on, shall we?
Like, you could not take lovemaking seriously at all. Like, if you... Could you hold a straight face?
There's no way. No way in hell. Now, this next song might be rhythmically cool, but I wouldn't be able to maintain mast potential, because all I'd be able to think of is the video. And you're like, all right.
It's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Whoop on Gangnam Style.
Oh, no.
That dude kicks out of the closet.
That tubby Korean is just dancing in your brain. Yeah, impossible. Absolutely impossible. Am I wrong?
No.
Would this be worse or?
At the Irving Convention Center, you have fun. Yeah.
Oh my
is that
God.
George Dunham?
Why is it all of a sudden 107 degrees in here?
Well, I haven't touched anything.
And then I thought of another song that would be very confusing and a terrible song to make love to unless you're Ty Walker.
The Cantina song from Star Wars?
Oh, yeah. What do you think?
See, that's my favorite part of this is, like, and they're like, oh, yeah.
Yeah, and then... You're
is
right in the
this the
of it.
Star Wars song? When they're in the bar?
Just go.
Yeah.
She just kind of grabs your wrist and removes your hand from her boob.
Right. Yeah. It's
I love this song.
I don't know. I don't know what I hit.
God, baby, this makes me so hot.
This works at Comic-Con.
All right. Let's see. I'm trying to
God,
go
or the or just
here.
Like or like the Star Wars theme song,
yeah.
You know.
It's kind of majestic, and you might feel powerful and ready to go. Maybe kind of like this song for lovemaking.
Do they ever think in a million years that this song would be pure comedy?
And they're loving it now.
Oh, yeah.
They're making tons of money off of it. What a resurgence.
If you're doing the Joe Bluth bit, this can work. You can get her laughing. You have the knife in your mouth, and you do the moonwalk across the bedroom.
Back to magic.
Fanning some cards. Yeah, magic talk.
God.
Could you do it?
No, I could, but I would be holding in laughter. I just want to know what the girls would be thinking the whole time.
Oh, my God. So bad. All right, let's... this one, I think, would just be so confusing to everybody involved, and probably out of the 10 that I picked, the most distracting to execute sex to this.
What is this song?
The Flight of the Bumblebee. A lot of pressure on you.
Yeah, you're like frantically trying to get everything off. Yeah. And you're never going to get a bra off. Is this song playing?
No, it's going to the sex is going to last like 11 seconds.
I can't.
I'm trying to get the bra off. Oh.
Insane.
Danny Salsazar says this needs to be the new P1 recorded bit.
Yes, I was going to get to that at the end of this. I thought of that already.
That's a lot of moving parts, though, man.
Just have the phone ready and get it going and reach over and hit play.
Hit Monster Mash.
Yeah. Or this little number. Now just wait. This isn't what you think.
This is not Funky Town?
This is a cover of Funky Town by... by the Chipmunks.
I think incorporating the Chipmunks into lovemaking is, that's instincts pretty quickly.
All right, and
Danny,
this.
Do you own the Chipmunks?
Oh, I love this song. Oh, wait.
Wait a second. What? Yeah, I want to play songs that you might be okay with. But at some point, she's going to just kind of look up at you, and it's just going to stop.
It will.
Yeah.
All of these will stop it.
This is number one, in my opinion, that it starts out a certain way, and you're kind of confused by it, but you're still going, and you're, you know, maybe going a little up shirt, and then the singing starts. Oh, nice romantic.
Yeah, like an Italian villa.
Nice French wine.
Positano.
Oh, he's so romantic.
Overlooking the Mediterranean.
I love this man.
His most underrated work, Lasagna.
Yes, Lasagna by Weird Al. Mamma mia, bambino.
Mamma mia, bambino. Okay, make that the official song of this challenge.
Yes.
Lasagna.
Calzone.
Ty, did he play this when you saw him?
This was probably part of one of the medleys, yes.
Lasagna.
It just starts out a certain way.
Lasagna. Yeah, because it starts off totally different.
And then he just belts out lasagna.
Would you like some zucchini?
Like, the song itself is not funny, but when you put it in context of what you're trying to accomplish, it's a win.
God, lasagna.
All right, there you go. The 10 worst songs to point to.
Well done, Danny. Well done.
Yeah.